This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, yes, it does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today's Tuesday, July the 23rd of 2024, day 205th of the year, and only 161 days remaining. So that's what we have going on. Anyways, how are you? How have you been? How are things? How has the move and the groove of life been for you? You know, these things are important questions. We can't just sit around and go, hey, it doesn't happen. Anyways, so with that being said, let's talk a little bit. So over the last 23, 24 hours, you know, we've been taking a look at some of the news cycles, of course. So we got a lot of stuff of that to talk about. So don't worry there. Anyways, we are a show that talks about safety and the news, news and safety. It's a combination of all the stuff that we get to do and combined and talk and all that other shit that we get to do here. So no doubt there. So with that being said, here's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about safety. We're going to talk about the news. Yeah. I mean, what else did you think we're going to do? Come on. So if you want to interact with the show, simple process of doing so, all you have to do is go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. We'll get everything moving and grooving for you. So once you go through that process, you'll have the option of video messaging, audio messaging, and text messaging. Text messaging is a preferred option. Some people will go, but aren't you available on social media? Yeah, we're available on social media, but I don't pay attention to have that crap when I'm doing it in real time. Do I pay attention afterwards? Some people say that I do. I don't know if I do or not, but you know, you get the vibe. You get the vibe there on what we're doing. So with that being said, if you want to interact, that's the process of doing so. We talk about safety in the news, and then we kind of go through the whole thing. And then before I forget, because it's been a period of time. Let's see. Let's see if I can find it. Let's talk Conklin Conference. If you are interested in showing up, coming out, I don't even know what the hell that is. Conklin Conference. If you want to come down to Santa Fe, New Mexico, and come and hang out with us. With everything that we have going on, September the 10th through the 12th, Santa Fe, New Mexico. We'll be hanging out, doing our thing over there, down there. Moving and grooving, no doubt there. So September the 10th through the 12th, Santa Fe, New Mexico. Find out more information, safetyfm.io. At safetyfm.io for more information of the things that are going on. So there you go. We'd love to see you there. 3 days talking about human and organizational performance, about what is going on inside of the industry. No doubt there. I don't even know what the heck this is. What kind of drink thing were we doing then? So anyways, I mean, that's interesting. So with that being said, let's do this. Why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending? No, seriously trending.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so in this cluster F of a show, what are we going to talk about today? The head of the Secret Service gives a evasive testimony, and an accused murderer gets a new trial. Let's see. Taylor Swift misses her 13th week. And Lainey Wilson suffers a wardrobe issue. We'll talk about that as we get into show business. A horror reboot and a D-Day film are in the works. We'll talk about that in casting calls. And Meghan Markle has a memoir in the works. Details about that in the Royals, if you want to get royal, you know, all that kind of fun stuff. So there you go. So let me talk about this real quick, because, you know, I like to give the behind the scenes. If you were hanging out yesterday with us here, you kind of noticed that if you were on Safety FM, there was a clusterfuck of stuff going on yesterday. And we got hit. I mean, we got hit with our programming. Our programming, all of a sudden, the whole thing crashed. So we had some interesting shows being aired yesterday. So if you were involved in some of that, I apologize about some of the mess in the sequence of stuff. Yeah. For some reason, there was all kinds of weird mixtures of sounds and weird things. So, no, it was not mind control, if there's any question there. But all kinds of interesting stuff of how the whole thing collapsed. It was resolved. I mean, I think it was all resolved within about an hour or so. The only thing that suffered the most was if you were waiting for some reason, Safety Wars, nothing on the Pozel side, on Jim Pozel side. It was on our side of the sequence, went and downhill from there. So there you go.
Duh.
So with that being said, hopefully everything's good in sequencing today. Because, I mean, when I was looking this morning, it looked good. I mean, it's good to be here in Orlando. I have to tell you, when I was in Querétaro last week, this time right now is 5 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock our time, so 7:17. It would be 5 o'clock in the morning as we were doing the show. Yeah, that was fun in regards of getting up super early to get here. But, hey, that's neither here nor there. I'm not complaining. But, man, it got weird. It got weird quick. But those are the things that happen when you're doing the travel level. Anyways, with that being said, let's go ahead and get into the news, because I got some people waiting for you. So let's do that.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Feature story news in London. I'm Nina Maria Potts with the latest world news. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has enough support from Democratic delegates to become the party's nominee for president. That's according to reports on Monday evening that she'd received the endorsement of more than the 1,976 delegates needed to win the nomination in the first round of voting. It comes after President Joe Biden dropped his re-election bid on Sunday. Democrats, including Congressman Joaquin Castro, are rallying behind her.
I've been in different conversations already with folks in the Congressional Progressive Caucus, the Hispanic Caucus, and others who are ready to support the vice president. What I've seen among my colleagues so far is overwhelming support for Kamala Harris to be the new presidential nominee. I was just at the grocery store a little while ago, and somebody came up to me and said, hey, we need to get behind Kamala Harris now.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has said Joe Biden's legacy of accomplishments is unmatched in modern history. She spoke at an event at the White House, her first public comments since Biden said he wouldn't be seeking re-election. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
Vice President Kamala Harris praised Biden and his accomplishments during his 3.5 years in office, saying he'd achieved more in one term than most presidents achieve in two. Harris did not mention her own campaign to become the Democratic Party's nominee, but instead focused on the qualities she said Biden had displayed as president. She praised his honesty, integrity, and his big heart. Harris also said Biden, who's not been seen since he started self-isolating for COVID-19 on Wednesday, was feeling much better, recovering fast, and looking forward to getting back on the road. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
The US Secretary of State says he'll reassure Indo-Pacific leaders of America's commitment to the region during an upcoming trip. Antony Blinken is set to meet with counterparts in Vietnam, Laos, Japan, the Philippines, Singapore, and Mongolia. Chris Gilbert reports from Tokyo.
Antony Blinken says his message will be loud and clear. America remains focused and committed to the Indo-Pacific. The long trip was arranged with his participation in the annual Asian-related meetings, but comes just days after U.S. President Biden announced his imminent exit from the Oval Office. Experts say under Biden's administration, U.S. foreign policy has continued to solidify its so-called Asian pivot, a focus on the Indo-Pacific, and a national security strategy that fingers China as the U.S.'s greatest security challenger. Some countries, such as South Korea, have expressed concern that a change in the White House may result in the U.S. backpedaling on its security promises. But experts say Blinken's trip will be an opportunity to highlight the work the U.S. has done in building partners in the Indo-Pacific, and that demand for U.S. engagement has never been stronger. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN. Tropical storm Gaimi has developed into a typhoon and will potentially make landfall in Taiwan's northeastern county of Yilan on Wednesday. It's expected to bring downpours to northern Taiwan and mountainous areas nationwide, as Laura Westbrook reports.
It is gaining strength, according to forecasters in Taiwan. The maximum winds have reached 118 kilometers an hour, and gusts have reached 150 kilometers an hour. Now, it is expected to make landfall on the east and north of the island on Wednesday, and the impact of Gaimi is expected to be felt until at least Friday. They've already issued a sea warning, and that's to give ships plenty of time to take precautions.
Hundreds of migrants from Central and South America are making their way to the U.S. southern border by foot, hoping to reach the U.S. before the November elections. Tony Waterman has more.
The caravan left from Mexico's southern border on Sunday, and according to the Associated Press, some of the migrants say they are hoping to reach U.S. soil before the November election. They are afraid that if Donald Trump reclaims the White House, he'll completely shut down the border to asylum seekers. Right now, migrants must use an app to get an appointment at border crossings. Besides closing the border, the former president has also pledged mass deportations of migrants who are already in the U.S. Tony Waterman, Texas.
U.S. authorities have released a video showing a white police officer fatally shooting a black woman in a case sparking outrage across the country. The video includes body cam footage from the sheriffs who responded to Sonia Massey's home in the U.S. state of Illinois on July the 6th. And that's the latest world news from Feature Story News. I'm Nina Maria Potts reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Is what you've missed on the Rated R Safety Show.
Early Friday morning, a software update from a cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike triggered what has been hailed as the largest IT outage in history, affecting almost all computers and systems and running on Windows. The faulty code knocked out systems entirely offline, making it fix much more complicated than unplugging and plugging it back in, as in sometimes the case. Instead, the fixes required extensive manual coding, requiring specialized training and education, or in the case of many IT professionals, the word of mouth and video tutorials trying to figure out everything that what was going on. Airlines had been hit particularly hard. The outage knocked out a good segment of the global travel business, which will have to reimburse customers and pay extra labor for fuel and fuel costs for crews. This is according to CNN, you know, CNN of the things that were going on. So, I mean, it got weird on Friday, and I will tell you, with things getting weird, I was kind of freaked out on Saturday because I had changed my flight to come back here to the good old U.S. of A. And it was like, man, I don't know what the hell's going on with everything inside of the world. So I kept on looking at it and going, what's going to happen? Is there going to be a flight or not be a flight? And then when I got to the airport, I mean, my flights were delayed. I mean, it was just kind of be expected. But man, the global thing was just going all over the place. And people were like really scared on what the hell was going on. Then I had a connection flight. And then once I got there, the board had that recovery sign that Windows does, which, you know, the blue screen of death that people call it for the most part. So it got weird quick as we were talking. So no doubt there. Anyway.
Jay Allen in the morning, weekdays on Radio Big.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens.
noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day,
improved quality of sleep,
enhanced digestive comfort, and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Oh, yes, self-imploding and airwaves are always the way to go when it's all said and done. So there you go, some information to always talk about, no doubt about that. So what do you think? A lot of stuff going on, a lot of information, a lot of things, a lot of sequencing, a lot of stuff to go back and forth on, no doubt about that. So it is 20 minutes past top of the hour, so let's talk, let's hang out, let's move and groove, let's do every jargon word that you can imagine, because I feel like that's what we do sometimes. We jargon it up, but instead of jargoning, why don't we get into the shit list? Because I think, therefore I am, I'm not your friend. Oh, no, sorry, that's a song. Let's get into it, let's get into everything. Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle gave comically evasive answers during her House Oversight Committee hearing about the July the 13th attempted assassination of Donald Trump and a murder of Corey Kupertor. Cloaked in excuses of operational secrecy, ongoing investigation, Cheadle failed to give direct answers to obvious questions, even from the Democrats who pressed her on specifics about that day. Her answers were so bad that both Republican and Democrat ranking members of the committee called for Cheadle's resignation in a joint statement after the hearing. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has been leading the charge to curate and organize information from law enforcement agencies that are actually providing information. So far, this report reveals a stunning communication failures between the federal and local enforcement. So listen, I'm going to say this real quick. I don't know what the hell's going on, but there's a lot of questions about that day. And listen, I know that we talk about retrospect all the fucking time here. And the retrospect aspect of this thing becomes more and more interesting to me. Because, listen, in retrospect, all lottery numbers are knowable before you pick the damn things. So in retrospect, we're going to sit back and go, well, we should have done this. You get the joke. It's kind of hard to do. There is no real timeline, as people say. You know, you can't draw it out of, well, this person sequenced this and this. I mean, you have some ideas of what is going on, but it's not reality, baby. It's not reality.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, following the mistrial 3 weeks ago, a Massachusetts judge has proposed a new trial for Karen Reed early next year. Reed is accused of killing her boyfriend in January of 2022 by hitting him with her car and leaving him to freeze to death in a snowstorm. The jury failed to reach a consensus earlier this month. The defense will present their case and to dismiss some of the charges on August the 9th. So what do you think there? Should it be dismissed? I'm just asking. I mean, of course, you can go to ABC News, all kinds of information about some of the things that are going on inside of there. And I mean, it becomes one of those interesting things, because if you are, you know, on a jury and you can't kind of come to the whole thing on what you want to do, it becomes extremely difficult to be able to move forward. It's just the way that it works. It's not one of those things where you can go, okay, well, 50% or 51% said this, so this is what we're going to adhere to. It's kind of the way that it goes there. So let's take a listen to some of the information coming from ABC News about this.
Karen Reed, the Boston woman accused of hitting her police officer boyfriend with a car and then leaving him to die. Now she's back in court tomorrow to see if she's going to face a new trial just 3 weeks after it was declared a mistrial. It's a case that's divided Boston. It's grabbed national headlines. Ike Ajachi is back with the details. Hey, Ike.
Hey, good morning, Gio. Monday will be a make or break moment for Karen Reed. The judge is expected to decide if this case will be tried all over again despite a mistrial and several efforts from the defense to throw out two major charges levied against Reed. This morning, Karen Reed headed back to court after a deadlocked Boston area jury prompted a judge to declare a mistrial in the murder case of her police officer boyfriend, John O'Keefe.
Folks, your service is complete. I'm declaring a mistrial.
On Monday, a new trial date could be scheduled for Reed as prosecutors plan to retry the case against her.
We will not stop fighting. We have no quit.
Days after the mistrial was declared, Reed's defense attorneys filing a motion to dismiss two of the three charges against her, claiming they were contacted by multiple jurors who said all 12 of them agreed unanimously.
So, there's a lot of info here. I mean, as you can fully tell. I mean, and let's continue a little bit here. Take a listen.
Guilty of second-degree murder and leaving the scene of an accident with injury or death. But those verdicts were never read in court, and that a retrial on those counts would violate double jeopardy protections.
For the defense, it would be a major win if they can get that murder charge dismissed, because it changes the type of case that the prosecution can argue.
If you hit somebody with your car, and I mean, let's be realistic, innocent until proven guilty, but if you hit someone with your car and you leave them to freeze, how does it work?
Karen Reed is no longer intentionally trying to kill John O'Keefe. A lot of evidence may not make it in.
In 2022, O'Keefe was found dead in the snow outside of a home in Canton, Massachusetts. Prosecutors say Reed intentionally backed into him with her Lexus SUV outside a party and left him for dead in the snow.
I hit him. Those are the words of the defendant.
Reed denying any wrongdoing, claiming she's the victim of corrupt police trying to cover up what she says was a fight that led to O'Keefe dying at a party with his fellow officers.
I would love to know a little bit more about this. You know, this sounds like court drama all around. I mean, but somebody's life was in play here.
The trial filled with fiery moments. The judge at one point scolding Reed.
Excuse me? This is funny, Ms. Reed? All right, we're done.
Now, if this new trial moves forward, Reed's defense team will likely face the remaining charge the jury didn't address, which was manslaughter while operating under the influence. It's possible that she could be retried just for that charge. Guys.
All right. All eyes will be on that case.
Okay. So like I said, coming from ABC News there. So, I mean, I don't know. It gets weird. Definitely gets weird, so we'll see what happens. Let's talk about this. Delta Airline continues to recover from last week's CrowdStrike outage, canceling more than 800 flights on Monday. Representatives, about a fifth of its schedule and about half of the domestic cancellations for the day. In Monday's statement, the company said that millions of computers had been brought back online and an estimated $8.5 million computers in totals were affected. CrowdStrike stock is down 30% since the outage began. This is according to PBS. You think your stock is down because of the calamity of dumb shit?
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety show.
I mean, I don't think anything I said there was genius. I mean, but come on. Of course your funding's going to be down in regards of what's going on. Anyways, take a listen to this. A homeowner in Niagara Falls, New York is alive and well after a freight train derailed and smashed into her brick house with two-car garage. And get a load of this. She says the same garage was hit by a train, 50-some-odd years ago when her grandparents lived there. The garage sits right next to the end of a rail spur protected by only a metal bumper and some chain-link fence. Aside from that, the garage is getting taken out. And with other environmental impacts, the diesel fuel leaked by the engine after the impact. So far, no word on what was the cause of the accident. It sounds like it derailed. That would be the cause of the accident. So there you go. Anyways, a 300-foot potted plant named Audrey 2 after the character from The Little Shop of Horrors has been taken over by an interior wall of a packaging company, Protected Solutions LTD. Originally, the House of Plant of co-founder Des and Ali Brennan say the ivy became too much to handle, so they brought it to the office where it is now cascades over the desktop of monitors into a daily debriefing. Growing at a rate of 6 inches per month, Aubrey 2 has its own sponsor, a local garden center that provides it with everything it needs, such as food and extra pots. What more? Protective Solution prides itself on being environmentally friendly, and better way to express that by the housing rapid growth of a houseplant. So, I mean, I don't know. That's kind of a weird one. And of course, this is according to the New York Post. And I will tell you, that plant is all over the place. If you take a look online on it, it is everywhere. That thing is everywhere. So there you go. Take a look for yourself, because I'm pretty sure you're not going to care to take a look at this. Anyways, a musician, Duke Farker, has died. He passed away on Monday of heart failure at his home in Detroit. Duke was last surviving original member of Motown group, The Four Tops. He was 88 at the time of his passing. So there you go. What else do we got? Okay, so take a listen to this. By the numbers, the Dow gained about 127 points to close at 40,415 on Monday. The S&P increased by 59 points to close at 5,564. The NASDAQ increased by 280 points to close at 18,007. West Texas Intermediate closed at $79 a barrel, and Brent crude closed at $80 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.50. Bitcoin ticked down on Monday, trading just around 67,700. And there was more than 7,885 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Monday, and more than 180 such cancellations. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $279 million jackpot or $131 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Take a listen to this. Justin Timberlake is reportedly holding out when it comes to a potential NSYNC reunion. Insiders told TMZ that the other four members, Lance Bass, Chris Kirkpatrick, Joey Fatone, and Jay-Z Chazay, are all on board and have responded to the interest of several bridges. Worth noting, next year will be the 25th anniversary. Fans are crossing their fingers and toes, hoping that an official announcement. This is according to TMZ. So there you go. Also at the top of the hour, I talked about after 12 weeks on top, Taylor Swift, the Tortured Poets Department, got bumped to number 4 on the Billboard 200 album chart. The new number 1, well, it's Eminem with his latest album, The Death of Slim Shady. So there you go. For the record, Swifties noted the defeat over the fact that she missed out on the 13th week at number 1. Swifties' lucky number. This is according to People. So there you go. Apparently, it's not so lucky when you start thinking about it. So there you go. Should I talk about a rumor? Let's talk about a rumor. Ryan Reynolds is clearing up air when it comes to the rumor that Taylor Swift has a cameo appearance in Deadpool and Wolverine. I will say once and for all that the cameo thing with Taylor, because she's our friend, that is not her in the film, he told E! Deadpool and Wolverine hits movie screens on Friday. I don't know. People seem to be really excited about this, so we'll see what happens. Anyways, it is 32 minutes past the top of the hour, or 33, because it just hit when I was saying it. So let's go ahead and do that. Let's go ahead and get into our story of the main of the story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
I have to talk to you today because that's what I do. That's just kind of part of what our gig is. You and I interact together. You type, I talk, and kind of vice versa there. I don't type and you talk, but you get the point of what I'm trying to say. So I want you to think about this, because there are some interesting times and some interesting things that we get to interact with. And I want you to sit back for a moment, and I want you to think about this. And I want you to think about some of the most difficult times in your career. Or maybe some of them, let's rephrase that, to some of the strangest developments in your career. And I will tell you, me as a young kid, getting into the world of business for the first time, I remember working for this very, very, very large electronics retailer. and we were doing something known as our inventory count that gets done probably once a year. And I'm talking about like where they do the, they close down the whole retail store and you start doing the counting. And I remember that we went through the whole counting process and it takes several hours to do. I want to say they close the store on a Sunday night and they don't open it up till until like late Monday morning. I want to say they close like at 6 p.m. and you're doing counting until probably like 7 o'clock in the morning the following day. And then, you know, the store doesn't open till 10. That was back in the golden days. And I remember doing that inventory count for the first time in my life and taking a look at the process. And taking a look at how everything goes, and you're probably sitting here going, what the fuck does this have to do with anything we're talking about? And I get it. But let's talk about this. Let's talk about looking at that process. And there was some shortages inside of the store. Now, this is a brand new store at the time that I'm working at. The store had only been open for about a year. And all of a sudden, they're looking at it and going, okay, what happened here? And why is there a short? Now, the short in regards of this electronic retailer was close to $250,000. Now, I'm going to go back in time for timeline sequences, and I want to say this is early 2000, so 2001, 2002. And keep in mind that the value of a dollar at that time is a lot is worth a lot more than what it is now. I mean, just for segment purposes. And the person that had been the manager of the store in the different departments, including the warehousing, had been the same person that had started since day one from when the store opened. Now, the reason that I reference all of this is because all of a sudden we have this giant thing that's occurring, this catastrophe, and nobody could figure out, okay, how is there $250,000 worth of merchandise quitting and, or occurring? And as the warehouse person, manager at the time, is approached about this whole thing, the oddest thing occurs. The strangest item that I would never think to occur. The person decides to quit and is no longer with the company after being with the company for several years. They decide to quit on the spot. No time like, hey, let me give you this amount of time that I'm leaving. No, they quit on the spot. So this causes chaos. The world starts spinning inside of that store, that retail store, and people did not know what to do. And people did not know how to interact. And people did not know what needed to occur next because the world had gotten a little strangey-angy there in regards of what needed to happen. And I look at this as in a moment in time and go, how often does this happen in workplaces where all of a sudden something goes awry and people change inside of the organization because nobody knows what to do? Now, think about this real quick. Think about when you've worked somewhere and things do not go as expected and things drastically change because of one decision. Now, in this particular sequence, we're talking about a financial loss for the organization. We are not talking catastrophic event related to money. We are not talking catastrophic event related to funding. We're not talking about catastrophic event related to injury or death or accidental dismemberment. But these are the things that you normally tend to deal with inside of the workplace. So as you look at this, and go through this, how do you handle these large impacts that go on inside of the workplace? How do you help make matters better inside of the workplace opposed to making matters, quote unquote, worse? That's something I want you to think about today. Because, man, when we start going off on tangents and not paying attention to what's going on, when bad decisions are made, this is where our sequences start really going awry. Maybe that's something to think about today.
Oops.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Hey, are you tired of hanging around and talking about safety in a boring kind of format? Well, I got something for you. If you haven't hung out with us yet at safetyfm.com, I'm going to encourage you to do so. Yeah, if you come out to Safety FM, you can come hang out with all kinds of safety professionals. Some are safety professionals. Some are just people that are talking about safety. But we want to do it in a format that makes it fun and entertaining. If you're kind of trying to figure out what the FM portion is, well, we're a radio station and also a podcast network. You can come out, hang out, and listen to my show, The Jay Allen Show. You can listen to Todd Conklin with the pre-accident investigation, Blaine J. Hoffman with the safety pro, the hop nerd, Sam Goodman, just to name a few on what could be found on the station. Different things for different people trying to bring safety in an entertaining form. SafetyFM.com. Go to the website, download the app, and carry it with you all day long. SafetyFM.com. We'll be waiting for you.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training. And I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Warning. Listening to other radio stations could cause testicle shrinkage.
I'm talking truth.
Let's see, 45 minutes past the top of the hour. We are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. And probably not, apparently, Perennial is still thinking about you. Yeah, songs readily available on YouTube Music, Apple Music, and Spotify. So there you go. You know, a little bit of everything for everyone. Would like to thank Probably Not for allowing us to play this year on the Rated R Safety Show. So there you go. What a fun time. So there you go. Let's get back into the move and the groove of the things that we have going on. Let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Find Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. To write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. To write love on her arms. There you go. Once you get to the website, go all the way to the far right-hand side and click on the section that says find help. I'm going to tell you, it can change your life. There's that good of information available on their website. So there you go. TWLOHA.com. To write love on her arms. So there you go. So there you go. There you go. There you go. So let's continue talking about some other things that are going on inside of the world. Dad and mom jokes. Yeah, this isn't going to come across as an earth-shaking news to anyone, but certainly good to know. Researchers say that humor is very important to skill in parenting. Pennsylvania State College of Medicine researchers surveyed 300 people about their experience of being raised with or without humor. In a report published with the journal PLOS, yes, PLOS 1, it is revealed that those who were raised by adults who use humor were found to have more positive views of their parents or caregivers and are more likely to say that they have a good relationship with them, are more likely to say that they did a good job, and feel that they are more likely the same parenting techniques. Senior study author Dr. Benjamin Levy says that humor serves several important functions, including defusing sour moods, creating bonds with children, stress relief, and promoting language and literacy skills. And it can benefit parents, too. So having parents with a sense of humor is good, unless the sense of humor is off color, politically incorrect, or associated with how you choose clothing for your kids. I mean, maybe that's kind of a combination of things there. So in our house, my humor has also resulted in drastic improvement in kids' eye-rolling skills. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, you can't always give them everything, but eye-rolling skills could be largely important. So maybe that's something to talk about. Take a listen to this. In the future of healthcare, could be as simple as going to your doctor for a checkup and giving a single drop of blood. German researchers have developed a new method that can detect multiple health conditions from a single drop of blood plasma. Their study published in Cell Reports Medicine demonstrates how the technique called infrared molecule fingerprint works with by shining infrared lights through the blood plasma sample and measuring how different molecules absorbed by the light. By applying the advanced machine learning algorithms, the researchers were able to detect various health conditions with impressive accuracy. Experts say that this could be revolutionized healthcare, making early detection and diagnosis of multiple health conditions more accessible, efficient, and less invasive, with potentials to save countless lives and reduce healthcare costs. Test tube makers have already stated an opposition. Doesn't this sound like Theranos or Theranos? Theranos? Yeah, Theranos. Yeah, this sounds all too familiar.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, one more time. The annual flu shot could soon be a thing of the past. Scientists at Oregon Health and Science University are working on a revolutionary formula that might mean we only need one flu shot ever. That's right. No annual vaccination or worrying about whether this year's shot will match the flu strains circulating around the world. Unlike traditional flu shots that target the virus outer surface, which constantly changes, this approach focuses on the virus internal structure. They compare it to targeting the engine of a car instead of the paint job. But up until now, they've only been saying to stop the flu by targeting the paint job. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. And can I ask the question? Will the COVID-19 virus be intertwined with us? I mean, I'm just asking because, you know, somebody else is going to ask. So we need to have a better understanding of it. I'm just saying. Anyways, we talked earlier about some remake stuff, about some movies that were being remade. So let's talk about this. Madeline Klein from Outer Banks and Camila Mendes from Riverdale will star in the reboot of the 1997 version of I Know What You Did Last Summer. They will join Jennifer Love Hewitt and Freddie Prinze Jr., who are in talks to reprise their roles from the movie. The reboot is set to hit theaters next July. Hold on, they're talking about doing it. But they haven't reprised their roles yet, and it's coming out next July. That's an aggressive schedule. No word on how close to the original it will follow, so there you go. So some things to think about. I Know What You Did Last Summer. You know, when I was a kid, that movie was kind of cool, but I was also like in my teens, and I won't tell you why a lot of people thought that the movie was cool. It's probably not politically correct anymore to talk about, so there you go. Anyways, with that being said, let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute, because it seems like a cool thing to do.
Brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Kelly. Joyce Meyer said, "A number two pencil and a dream can take you anywhere." Excellent quote. Nowadays, the pencil is optional. You could use a computer or a phone or a pen, but a number two pencil works too. A side note, by the way, the number two pencil is by far the best-selling pencil. So the number two pencil is really the number one pencil. That may be the only time number two is number one, but I digress. If you have a dream, you can just keep thinking about it, or you can do something about it. You don't have to do everything in one day, but take a moment to sketch out what this dream looks like and how you might act on it. What's the very first step for you? Maybe it's buying a pencil. I recommend a number two.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. Don't confuse rashness with boldness. Rashness is recklessness without reason. Boldness, on the other hand, is a calculated risk based on the best possible information. While bold decisions don't always pan out, Bold thinkers inevitably win the day. So dare to do bold things for God. Joshua 1:9 said, "Don't be terrified, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Lord Jesus, help us to be bold thinkers, willing to do daring things in your service. In your holy name we pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
It's the show, and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R. Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2020, COVID-19 cases in the U.S. surpassed 4 million, with more than 143,000 deaths reported. The CDC states the real number are likely 13 times higher. So there you go. Also, let's talk about some birthday. Tosin Cole turns 32. Daniel Radcliffe turns 35. Aaron Purcell turns 41. Paul Wesley, 42. Michelle Williams turns 45. Catherine Hahn turns 51. Monica Lewinsky turns 51. Owen Epps and Marlon Wayans both turn 52. Alison Krauss turns 53. Slash from Guns N' Roses fame turns 59. Eric LaSalle turns 62. Woody Harrelson turns 63. And Anthony Kennedy turns 88 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, it's Sprinkle Day, Peanut Butter and Chocolate Day, World Scorgon Day, National Vanilla Ice Cream Day, National Gorgeous Grandma Day. Really? That's a thing? Man, that sounds like something else. What else? International Yada 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 Day. Yeah, International Yada 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 Day. I didn't even know that was a thing. So there you go. Yada, yada, yada. So there you go. Let's talk about a list real quick of, let's talk about Did You Know. Since early this month, entrepreneurial runners in Indonesia calling themselves Strava jockeys have built a lucrative businesses by renting their jogging skills to mostly older, busier professionals who are looking to impress others with their running exploits and exercise tracking app. It works like this. You pay someone else to run for you in order to make it seem like you're athletic. And the faster they run while pretending to be you, the more they can charge. No one would believe that's me. Not only do I not run, I don't do anything before 10 a.m. unless I'm getting paid for it. So there you go. I mean, I guess, like I say all the time, there is a business for everything. You just have to look for it. So there you go. Okay, if you need a random joke for today, I have one of those for you. It is surprising what a man can do when he has to and how little most men will do when they don't have to. So there you go. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. If you could get one more season of any TV show, which one would it be? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. The average woman will do this nearly 10 times a day. What is it? Reapply lipstick or lip gloss. What about chapstick? Nobody uses chapstick anymore? I mean, I'm just saying. So there you go. That's going to sum it up for you. That's going to sum up the whole thing. So there you go. Anyways, that's going to call our time. So there you go. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener. At the top of the hour, I will be going over to Radio Big exclusively for the next couple of hours or so, talking about the world of music and entertainment, if you want to come and hang out with me. If you stay here, you'll get to hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting, because that's what he does. So there you go. There you go. So that's going to sum it up. Thanks for hanging out. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Be yourself, but always your better self. Think about that. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.